Hootson's got a healthy lead, but here comes She Will Reign up the inside. Hootson a length in front of She Will Reign. Millam's looking pretty confident. She Will Reign moves up now to Hootson. Minari's running on, and Frolic's running home on the fence. She Will Reign races to the lead. 150 out. She Will Reign is well clear, but Minari, Tulip and Frolic are charging home. It's She Will Reign in front. The $20,000 filly's got the slipper one. She Will Reign goes on to beat Frolic. I think Minari third in front of Tulip and Hootson.
It's one of those great stories coming out of the Sport of Kings when a horse purchased for $20,000 and owned by about 4,000 people with Derby Racing and trained by Gary Portelli can win the Golden Slipper, the richest juvenile race in the world. And well done to Gary Portelli, who joins us on the line. Well done, Gaz.
Morning, guys.
Yeah. How have the celebrations been, mate? I know you slept with the slipper next to your bed.
Yeah, mate, I made sure it was there. So when I woke up, I actually believed I'd done it because, I mean, it was just one of them surreal sort of moments in racing for me. It's only just starting to really sink in now, you know, what we've done and what we've achieved, because I look at it going forward. I'm not sure that I'm hoping we do get, you know, some great achievements going forward. But, I mean, to win a Golden Slipper, it's something that, you know, I'm not sure we'll top, you know. It's the hardest race, I feel, for trainers to get, to get into, for starters, and then to actually get one over the line. It's probably never going to happen again. So you've got to really, really take it all in and enjoy what's going on here. There's 17,000 yearlings get born every year. 2,000 or 3,000 get nominated for the slipper, and then all of a sudden you've got your horse hitting the line. And, yeah, it's sort of just, you know, I've got to take it in. This will probably never happen to me again, you know. I just don't have the numbers to do this again, so... I just scratch my head thinking this did actually happen, you know. So anyway,
congrats, Gary. We had the thrill of talking to you last week, and you talked it up, and you told us both your horses were a chance, but in particular, She Will Reign. We spoke to Michael Friedman, and he was talking up Frolic, and they came one and two. So you told all our punters which way to go.
Yeah, look, mate, she's a great filly, but she's proved that on the weekend. I was a little bit, very concerned about the conditions. I wasn't sure that she was going to be able to handle the conditions. It was all going to come down to, you know, how she travelled through 600 metre mark. And, you know, Randwick, the previous start, Ben came back and said that she was really struggling through the conditions. And, you know, I couldn't see this being any better, but it's amazing. She was never going to get beat, you know.
It's a great story too, mate, because you told Ben, you know, jump, go forward, and Ben goes, nah, bugger that. I'm going to go back and ride along
bloody
the
jockeys.
Fence.
Bloody jockeys. Yeah, no, look, mate, I knew I was in trouble when I was talking to him. You know, I could just feel that there was just no connection. He knows, obviously, he's ridden her a few times now, I suppose, you know, and, you know, my thoughts were that, you know, if we got back and trap wide from that gate, that we were going to be in all sorts. Couldn't sit wide on the track and come around the field. So I was hoping she jumped really well, and he's got to fire it up and got to mind the job. He'd be able to ping across and get across with Hootson and just follow it and hopefully out-tough it. But I could see him sort of looking away and trying to work out how he was going to tell me, no, I'm not doing that. And I'd already informed the stewards that I was going to go forward and hadn't spoken to Ben because I thought he'd listen to me. And anyway, in I go, and we're about to get out there, and spoke to both jockeys in the jockey's room, and he said, look, I said, if she doesn't jump well, you ride it the way you want to ride it, but make sure you do get to the fence. You've got to get to that fence, because if you sit wide, mate, it'll be on your neck, simple as that. And mate, he said, don't worry. He said, I'll ride it the same as if it is slow away, as it turned out, it was slow away, I'll ride it the same as I did in the Silver Slipper. And just couldn't believe the way she travelled once he got across there and got just sort of just shaved Tommy Berry to get into the spot he was in. And even at the 600, I had my other horse, Single Bullet, who was travelling quite comfortably on the inside, and he snuck through there. It was enough to get a nose through, and even tighter. I couldn't believe he went through there so fast. And she was going past horses like they had a lap to go at the trot. She was just going one after another, picking them up to get into a good spot. And then I thought, well, she's got to die on the run now. She's in the worst going. Nothing's been in there. It's one. And I just couldn't believe it. The furlong, I sort of watched it with an out-of-body experience, really. I just stood there. I never moved for the whole... I was like Peter Cook. I never moved. Mm. I just couldn't believe what I was seeing. And, you know, we were actually going to win a Golden Slipper, something I've dreamt about all my life. It was just crazy.
Yeah. Gary, she's going for a spill now. Will she come back for the Everest?
It's on the table for sure, yes. We've got some interest in the Everest now, so I'm going to leave that to the Derby boys. It'll be a decision for them, but I've got to work out a program to get her ready for that race. It's on the 14th of October. So if that spot gets filled, then mate, I'm the only too happy to have a crack at it because I think she's going to be the right horse for it. I think she only had 50.5 kilos on her back over 1,200. So.
Oh, jeez.
I won't be telling Ben for a while. He can't ride 50.5, so he'll be shattered.
You just listen to the jockeys from now on, mate. Congratulations. No doubt.
Thanks,
you would have bought all the prawns out there at Warwick Farm. Is the seafood on?
No, not yet, mate. We wait till after carnival's done, so everyone's relaxed and everyone's here, so we'll make sure it's a good one.
You're a good man. Thanks,
well done,
Gary.
Mate. Congrats.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.